Going on, everyone?
How you doing?
Good.
Have you heard about Selleck time, and what does that mean to you?
I heard about it, of course. It's exciting. The guys love it. He's one of the fan favorites in the locker room, you could say. Just one of those things that gets everyone going.
And is he, you know, when you first came in, I know he was not a lot, has played well, but has he helped you? Because he does know, you know, this offense pretty well. He is a tight end, so he knows that and the route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially early on. I can remember the first couple weeks, just, calling a play, and I would call it wrong, and he would correct me in the huddle, be like, no, that's not right. So early on, it definitely helped. And, you know, he's just one of those veteran guys who it's good to have those guys around.
Television camera showed you running out to the field with your helmet off in front of the team. Was that an homage to Tom Brady?
A what? No.
Are you modeling yourself after Tom Brady? He does.
No, I've always done that.
Okay. Are there ways that you model yourself after Brady at all?
I think being around him for 3.5 years, just naturally, you know, things rub off on you. And, the way he prepares and everything, it's good to emulate a guy like that.
Do you emulate the way he interacts with the media?
I don't know. I've never really paid attention to that.
You got 67 seconds in front of the home crowd last time. I mean, how much do you look forward to starting off the game and, you know, getting in a bit of a flow?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Our home fans, the faithful, I found out, got some heat for that, for saying 49ers Nation. But the faithful, they're awesome, an awesome fan base, you know, so it'll be fun to get in front of them this Sunday.
When a new receiver shows up like today, and Max McCaffrey, what's the routine as a quarterback? Do you go up, introduce yourself to him, or does he come up to you? How did that work out?
I saw him in the hallway today, recognized the new face and everything, so I went up and introduced myself. That was about it. Wednesdays are crazy. Just you're putting in a million different things, running from meeting to meeting. So we'll have more time as the week goes on to get to know each other.
So funny you say that, because I remember when you came, I asked Kyle Buschek if he had met you yet, and he gave the same answer, that it was crazy that I think he saw you in a hallway, but he hadn't gotten to say hi. He was like, I guess I'll have to introduce myself in the huddle. And now you're on the opposite end of that, as not the newest guy anymore. What does it feel like to be a guy, you know, welcoming as opposed to being welcomed?
It's a bit of a comforting feeling, I guess, having been here for a little over a month now. You know, like I said, I've said this before, the team was so welcoming of me when I first got here. Just that makes everything so much easier and allows you to be more comfortable. So I think being on the other end of that, I'm trying to do the same to every new guy we get.
Kyle was just mentioning the chance to get a little bit of momentum. You know, got you guys maybe a 3-game winning streak and playing well at home. And how important is it to sort of establish that here over the last?
Yeah, we have a little bit of momentum with us right now. First and foremost, we have to, you know, go practice well today and get through a good week of practice, preparation. I think that's really what's helped us these last 2 weeks, is just we're putting in the time. Practice has been, you know, good tempo and everything, and I think that carries over to Sunday.
Is a leadership role something that you're consciously thinking about as you transition to this team and you kind of get familiar with the locker room, or is it something where if you do your job, then maybe that'll come naturally?
I think I've always kind of naturally just been a leader in the sense, and I think quarterbacking, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. So it's, I don't know, I've always thought leadership, if you fake it and act like something you're not, guys are going to see right through that, and you can't really respect that. So I think everyone does it a different way and does it their own way, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Think that, I mean, do you, it's only been a couple games, but do you think you are the leader this year at this point?
I'm not going to jump to conclusions here. I'm just trying to go out, do my job, help the guys get in successful plays and give them the opportunity to be successful.
Can you classify yourself as a risk taker?
A risk taker? Sometimes, I guess.
Have that mentality of making a decision, hoping for the best. Is it important to have a short memory in that regard if you do take risks and it doesn't work out?
Yeah, I mean, quarterback, and there's so many different variables that go into it. Every play is a different situation, and throughout the entire game, things change. So, you know, sometimes you have to be more aggressive than other times. Other times you got to take what the defense gives you. So it's just knowing the situation and trying to be successful and just move the ball in a positive way.
The Titans play a much more aggressive defense than you faced the last two games, Jimmy.
You know, well, the Texans had a very good defense. You know, they, I don't think they get enough credit. That was a talented group that we went up against with some very talented players. But, you know, the Titans are a good challenge, too. Their front seven is very physical. You know, they get after the guys up front, get after the quarterback, and their DBs do a good job, too. So, it's, I mean, like every week in the NFL, every week's a tough week. There's a lot of good players out there, so we'll have to be on our game.
The Texans, they put a lot of good shots on you, too. Were you sore this week than last week?
No, just normal stuff.
What about on you about calling it Niners Nation versus Faithful? I mean,
my friend sent me a couple of tweet reactions. Just they didn't get on me. It was in a good way.
Right, but
I don't know who they were specifically. My friends in a group text all texted me and were like, "Man, you gotta get this right, man. Come on, these are your fans now." So it was just a little funny thing.
Was that after that? Immediately after that first?
Yeah, like a day or two ago, something like that.
Okay.
When you got here, you had to have known that Marquise had, you know, world-class speed. But has there been anything now working with him for a few weeks that's kind of surprised you or jumped out about him?
I mean, just seeing him run full speed is surprising every time I see it. It's it's impressive. I mean, it's you don't see many guys like that, even in the NFL. So it's great to have on your team, you know, that deep threat that guys have to think about. They have to respect that. So it just, you know, it opens up a lot of other things.
Do you feel like you guys have established some kind of chemistry quickly?
I think we're working in the right direction. You know, not even just with Keith, all the receivers. It's a good group of guys, very willing to learn. And, you know, I listen to them, they listen to me type of thing. It's a good back and forth that we have. And it's just, you know, when a receiver is as skilled as he is and can see things the way he sees it, is similar to how I see it, it makes everything that much easier to talk about.
Mark was a deep end in the East while you were there. Mm-hmm. Now that you're here with him, has he exceeded your expectations or idea of what he was?
I didn't really pay attention much. I was, you know, looking at the defenses and everything. But I remember, what was it, when they were playing the Jets, when he burned Revis deep. I mean, that was one of the first times I was like, holy cow, this guy can really fly. So I've been around a lot of fast guys, but he's up there. I mean, it's... Like I said, it's world class.
I mean, it looks like you're going to start Sunday.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate the input. Thank you.
So, can you thought of just playing in front of the faithful now? I guess you won't know until Sunday, but does it add another element, or are you just looking forward to playing in front of the home crowd?
It's definitely exciting. You know, getting that opportunity. I mean, against Seattle, I had a couple plays, but. I think it'll be a fun atmosphere. You know, hopefully the crowd comes out and they're loud, helping our defense out and everything, and we'll make some plays for them. It'll be a fun environment.
You guys are going to end against three winning teams, maybe three playoff teams. You know, looking ahead, trying to figure out, you know, where you are, what you could be next year. Is this a nice test, a way to end the season?
You know, I think, you know, obviously not ending the season the way we want to, being in the regular season, but it's you know, it'll be a good challenge. We got to take it week by week, day by day, and we really can't look too far ahead because these are three good teams we're about to play, and the Titans are a very, very talented team who's in the playoff hunt. So it's we just got to keep doing what we've been doing, working hard and plucking away at it.
With LaVeaux and the way his defense, does the offense have to put in a little extra time because he does do a lot of different things?
I mean, nothing that we haven't been doing. I think, you know, recently we've been putting a little more time, having a couple more meetings here and there, with the players and everything, and I think they're starting to pay off. So it's just it's part of the process, and this time of year it's a grind. So we're looking forward to it.